Less than a week after fleeing an opposition uprising, Kyrgyzstan's former president has surfaced in Russia. Askar Akayev says he's prepared to return to his country and resign if his safety is guaranteed. Last week's sudden revolt has left the capital, Bishkek, in confusion and uncertainty, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
"How do you like our revolution?" asked a jubilant opposition leader the day after demonstrators stormed the government headquarters and sent President Askar Akayev packing. At first, there were scenes of euphoria, but then there were two nights of anarchy and lawlessness, and today no one here seems to be celebrating. "I wanted a revolution," said this woman named Shinara Mamurbaeva, "but not like this." Mamurbaeva showed what was left of her women's clothing boutique in the Dorda Plaza shopping mall, which was ransacked by looters the night after the uprising. Workers here are cleaning up the floor, which is still covered with broken glass and bloodstains. Mamurbaeva says she alone lost $2,000 worth of goods that night, a fortune in this impoverished nation.
"We were happy to get rid of this terrible government. The people showed they wouldn't tolerate Akayev and his corrupt family any longer. But not this way, with all the violence and looting. The people only betrayed themselves."
The owners of this mall say they're not sure whether it's safe to rebuild it yet. "We want to rebuild," says Erkin, one of the mall's administrators. "But we're also afraid of what the next government will do," he adds. "Maybe the people will riot again." David Mikos, an American election worker based in Bishkek, says many Kyrgyz resented Akayev and his family for their wealth and apparent greed.
"So the family supposedly owned quite a few businesses in Bishkek. They owned a lot of the shopping centers, the shopping malls, the grocery stores, supposedly the gas stations, a couple holding companies. So I think that's part of the problem. And when you look at what President Akayev had declared on his income, he declared he owned a small flat, I believe two cars, and a small dacha. And his state salary was about $10,000 a year."
At Bishkek's Kurt TV station, journalists are working for the first time without the censorship imposed by the company's owner, who was Akayev's son-in-law. But they're also working without salaries, since the son-in-law fled the country along with Akayev. You can hear the journalists' anger at the current situation in the evening news broadcast.
"What happened here does not resemble the previous revolutions in Georgia and Ukraine. The former regime here was terrified of Georgia's Rose Revolution, but that turned out to be a fairy tale compared with our Asian riot."
Irina Zelenskaya, the chief editor here, blames both Akayev and the opposition leaders who led the revolution. "I am angry because they robbed my country and let it spin out of control," Zelenskaya says. "We're in a political and economic crisis. Akayev needs to come speak to the people and resign," she adds, "or we could have a civil war." The revolt against Akayev began in the countryside, where entire cities and towns fell out of the central government's control. But the storming of the government headquarters in Bishkek last week was carried out by only a couple of hundred demonstrators, who quickly overpowered police. The new government clearly fears a repeat. Felix Kulov was appointed security chief following his release from prison last week. Yesterday, he addressed a crowd at the city's main outdoor bazaar. He said, "Now is the time for calm," and he asked the people not to answer the call of provocateurs who want to organize rallies against the new government. This bazaar where Kulov held his rally escaped the looting because merchants barricaded the entrances and kept guard throughout the night. Since then, Kulov's police force has taken control of the city back from the mobs. But as one woman here said, "If another revolution happens, we will all immediately hide our goods, because now we know what our people are capable of." Ivan Watson, NPR News, Bishkek.